Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word. Book of Isaiah, chapter 1, you'll see, as well as in chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, you'll see these heavy, heavy woes. I mean, Isaiah the prophet is just hammering Israel. Whoa, 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 you're in trouble. Whoa, the Lord, whoa. He's just one of the greatest prophets that there is. In fact, the book of Isaiah is very similar to like a microcosm of the whole Bible. It's like an Old Testament and New Testament. It's interesting. Same amount of chapters as well as the Bible, the books of the Bible. But what happens in Isaiah chapter 6, and I want you to go there, reading from the New King James, Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year King Uzziah died, Azariah is another name for King Uzziah, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. King Uzziah reigned for, I think it's 52 years. He started off well. You can read 2 Chronicles 26 about him. He sought the Lord for a period of time. And while he did that, in fact, you can find this principle, while they would seek God and humble themselves before God, they would prosper. That's the true with every king. And yet, what it would end up happening many times in the strengthening and the prospering and the military might and the increase of their kingdom, they end up getting prideful. They end up getting prideful, and that's what happened to him. He's proud. He unlawfully entered the temple burning incense himself. He was so like, he's the king. And he realized that I want to go into the temple and burn incense myself. So he did what only a priest could do. And as a result, he's leprous. He becomes leprous. One of the things that's so very important in life is staying true to what God's called you to do. You must stay in lockstep with the Lord. And that's crucial. The main thing of my life, the main thing, there's one main thing for me, for the Brackens, one main thing. Love God. Deliver people. That's it. That is what I do. That is what I'm called to. I'm going to love God with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm going to be a deliverer of men. And we've been doing that since we've begun. And it is a simple calling to just continue to do that. But this king, Azariah or Uzziah, he's struck with leprosy. It's judgment that comes on him. And he lived the rest of his life in isolation. Jotham was his son. You know what he represents? Because Isaiah doesn't have an encounter with God like this until Isaiah 6. Let me read this to you. In the New Living Translation, it was the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple attending him. Were mighty seraphim. What kind of seraphim? Mighty. I don't know if there's smaller seraphim, but these are mighty. Each of them having six wings. Two wings they covered their faces. With two wings they covered their feet. With two wings they flew. They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies." How many of you know heaven has an army? The whole earth is filled with his glory. Their voices shook the temple and its foundations. The entire building was filled with smoke. And then I said, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I'm a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among people of filthy lips. I've seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal that he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Uzziah represents pride. Uzziah represents your ability to make it without God's power. That's what that represents. Uzziah represents religion. Uzziah represents the flesh. King Uzziah, who died, represents all of those things. You cannot fulfill the plan of God without the power of God. You need God's power. Now, this is the Old Testament. Jesus came. Not a coal, but this coal represents the cleansing power of heaven. There's only one thing that can cleanse your sin. There's only one thing that can take away your guilt. There's only one thing, and that's the blood of Jesus. So tonight I want to remind you that you have the ability, you have a passport, if you will, not because of your flesh, not because you look good or you have nice shoes, but because of the blood, because of the blood of Jesus. You can boldly come before the throne of grace and find help in time of need. Because of the blood, you can have a relationship with Jesus. Not because you came to church, not because you tithed, not because you gave, not because you're not cursing anymore and you're not smoking weed now for 3 months. Good for you. I'm really glad. You can enter on into a relationship with Jesus because of the blood. And so oftentimes we have an Uzziah in our lives. We're satisfied by the real, satisfied by the swipe, satisfied by all kinds of things. But really, it doesn't really satisfy. Only Jesus satisfies. And if you would not be intellectually lazy, but put your hand to it to really understand who he is, to get to know God, let him walk up and down the pages of your heart. Imagine what it's like to sit at a fire with Jesus, or when he's there making a whip. You're like, "What are you doing, Jesus?" "Making a whip. What's that for? We're going to the temple tomorrow, boys." My sweet little Jesus, he didn't speak in Elizabethan English. He walked in power. He had no comeliness about him that we would be attracted to him. What that means in the King James was he wasn't all that handsome. He wasn't like big and huge and muscular. He wasn't any of those things. But he was fully God and fully man. And he walked the earth for 33 and a half years, and he told us what the Father was like. He showed us what the Father was like. He set the captives free. All who came to Jesus were healed. How many? All who came to him were healed. America needs an outpouring of the power and the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's time for the church to come alive again, to quit looking at clocks for 35-minute services and one-hour dry cleaning services, going home twice as dead as when you came in. Oh, it's time for Uzziah to die. Hopefully that's not your name. He represents pride, represents flesh, represents the world, represents all of those things. What I've found is the closer you get to the Lord, the more intimacy you have with him, he starts putting his finger on things that you thought were okay, but really they're not. Holiness and purity You have to have a paradigm shift with that. You walk in holiness because you have to. You know, you have to obey. You can't do that. Don't smoke weed. Don't curse. No fornicating. Fornicators go to hell. Liars go to hell. Cowards go to hell. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go to hell. No. There has to be a shift in your thinking where you fall so in love with God and he fills you so much full of the Spirit that you don't want to hurt him, you don't want to displease him, so you would never go back to that stuff. None of that stuff satisfies. Lift your hands to heaven. Hey, lightning rod guy, can you get up there? Just take the straight shot right up the stairs. So just a simple word tonight to encourage you to kill Uzziah, your pride. Those things won't satisfy. Spend time with him. Get to know him. Read the word, yes. Know the word. Share the word, yes. But be filled with the Spirit to overflowing. I had this precious sister in the church write us a letter. She wrote us a letter because, and I don't think she'd mind if I share it. I won't share who it is or the real details of it. But she wrote us a letter because she said it was safe. Because she's told her whole life that she's not worth loving and she's not worth anything. Wants to know why it is that every time here in church, she cries every time she walks in place. She says, well, how come I cry in your church, but I don't cry in any other church? And what is this heavenly language thing? And another thing she said was, why is everybody so nice at your church? Because, I'm sorry, it's just what the note said. She goes, because at my church, no one's nice to me. And if you're listening, it's because your church is dead, most likely. And people are hurting, and they don't know how to reach out. That's the influence of Pastor Karen right there, because I was just going to say, y'all stupid, but the influence of Pastor Karen is people are hurting, and they don't know how to reach out because they can't give what they don't have. And so they belong to the Lord. Why is this so happy in this place? Because many have been set free. He said, well, I want to be set free. Good. Welcome to Kings. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the kingdom of God, I should say. If in a church you don't start experiencing, as a part of that church, breakthrough in your life, something is wrong. So when you go to a church and you're going there, you commit to go to that church, you start going and you become faithful in going, and you participate, you will have breakthrough. And that's the true story for everybody that goes here. You said, how arrogant? No, it's not arrogant. That's scripture. You'll increase. You'll increase in love. You'll be set free from the Uzziahs of your life. You'll increase in your finances. You know what they've discovered? They discovered that successful people, now you got to define that. People that are going somewhere for God. Can I just say it that way? But it's more than just for God. Do you know what they found? That 98% of them return their shopping carts. They return you know what I'm talking about? You ever been hit with one of those things in the winter here in Alaska when the wind gets it here in Wasilla, the fresh wind dings your truck? People that are going somewhere have a commonality and they return their shopping carts. Do you return your shopping cart?
Yes.
See? What does that have to do with the price of beans in Boston? It's an old expression. If you will be diligent about seeking God, your life will transform. If you want to play church, you'll hate this place because I'll preach messages like this and be like, oh, would he shut up? If your life doesn't transform at the church that you're a part of, you know, maybe I'm talking to people online, you should find another one. There's something about being a part of a body where the power and the fire and the word is preached uncompromised and people live their lives openly, unabashed, of holiness and purity, the transparency. You know what always concerns me when pastors don't spend time with their congregations? That hasn't worked out for most of them. Somebody said a pastor should smell like the sheep. Thank God you also, most of you smell good. You smell.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and lean next to the person next to you and don't do it. Don't do it. Do it if it's good. Go ahead. Your son is going to be a great, great man of God. He's a sensitivity to the Spirit of God like the rest of your children, but a very unique ability to solve problems. He just can see things. There's a seer gift, and he can see like three-dimensionally. It's like he can just solve things. He can see things and solve things. He'll be a troubleshooter, very sensitive and tender-hearted like his daddy, like his mom. Great call of God on you. Well, I think that'll be our service, but I'm going to pray for you. If you want the power of God. Did we do the offering? Good. Don't want to skip that act of worship. I'm going to pray for you if you want the power of God. Come. Just come, let's line up all across the front. If you need to slip out, I understand. It's 8:31, the fish are running. I'll be shooting down there right after church myself, but we'll pray for everybody that wants it. Sunday night was a powerful move of the Spirit of God. Pastor Karen, you ready? Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's release the power of God over these right now. Father, as these have responded and said yes, Phil, Roddy Howard Brown used to say that all the time. He'd say, Phil, Phil. Dr. Morocco's brother, they asked him, how's it going? He says, good, but you keep calling my name. His name was Phil. Phil. Touch. Woo. Special call of God on you. Special call of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Touch, Phil, enter on in.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.